this week, it was sometime this week I saw this, and it said it takes about 200 gallons of water to baptize a Christian and one drop of rain to keep them out of church. There he goes. If you have your Bibles, 1 Peter. Amen. It's good to smile. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1. If you're able, I'm gonna start saying that if you're able to stand for the Word of God. We just kind of went out this past Sunday, and Miss Rachel was talking about how that she started to stand when preacher asked her to stand. She said she kind of felt herself leaning, and somebody kind of steadied her up. I said, Miss Rachel, you ain't got to stand if you're not able to stand. Amen. But if you're able to stand, amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved for in heaven for you. That's enough to show. And I'm just telling you, that's a good verse. Praise the Lord. What we store up in heaven, Chucky, can't nobody mess with it, amen. Who are kept by the power of God, come on, amen, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Now, this is the verse. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That passage of Scripture there says that our faith, now you got to know, our faith is more precious than gold. Amen. I want to preach a little while on that thought, the trial of our faith. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. Thank you for each and every one that's come this way tonight, God. And God, I pray for those that might be watching at home. Lord, I pray, God, you'd have your hand on them, Lord, and help us right now. God, get us out of the way. And God, I pray right now, Lord, that you just give us a better understanding of your word tonight, a better understanding of some of the things we're going to go through, God, some of the things we're going to have to face. And God, I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us. God, you give us encouragement. You give us strength tonight, God. And we'll make sure you get all the praise and you get all the glory, God, because you're the one that's worthy. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Faith comes from the Greek word is moral conviction or religious truth or the truthfulness of God or like a religious teacher. So I want you to understand something. First off, I want you to notice who this is written to. Look at verse 2. That first word, elect. Y'all see that? It's one thing to be a Christian. It's another thing to be an elect. He is writing this to seasoned Christians. He is writing this to people that's been in church. He's writing this to people that know they're chosen. They know they're forgiven. They know that their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they've got every reason to shout. They've got every reason to praise God that they come to church. They're the faithful ones. My preacher Jonathan was talking about Sunday night, that the backbone of the church, I mean, the ones that know it, this is written to the elect. Why? Because sometimes if we ain't careful, we forget about the trials. Amen. Sometimes if we ain't careful, let me go ahead and tell you something. Ain't none of us buddies with God. He's God. You and I got to realize that. I've been saved now for almost 40 years. I've been preaching now almost 30 years. God's been good to me, and I'm telling you right now, I believe, Brother Ralph, that I'm one of the elect. I see Brother Ralph and Miss Alice sitting there. They've been in church for a long time. Brother Donald been in church for a long time. But you know what, good folks? Guess what? Even though we've been in church for, that still don't mean that the devil ain't going to fight. That still don't mean that there ain't going to be trials that come up against us. So we got to understand something. This is written to the elect, but every one of us are going to face things. Now let's look at what tries our faith. What tries our faith? I got to think about it. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, the Bible talks about pride. Pride. The Bible says, in those days Hezekiah was sick unto death and prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, but both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon him in the days of Hezekiah. Understand something. Hezekiah, he got lifted up. He got pride. And if we're not careful, pride sometimes. One of the worst things you can do. Man, that was the best sermon I ever heard in my life. If we ain't careful, preacher get up and play the piano and sing. Man, that was just awesome. That was just awesome. If we ain't careful, we'll get the big head. I mean, if I could play instruments like Brother Ralph, man, I'd buy me a bus. I'd be gone. Y'all wouldn't see me. Y'all wouldn't never see me again. That's why God ain't give me that talent. Amen. He know it. Pride. I'm just saying, folks, we got to be careful. We've got to be careful. Because the devil will do everything he can to ease in there and get in there. I'm just telling you, I've told you this before. I've never been in a church where we had as much talent as what we have in this church. Brother Robert and Trevor and Taylor and Gavin, and Ralph and Alice and Heather and Olivia and all. We just throw the microphone down, somebody pick it up, and they just go to singing. Praise God for that. But I'm just telling you, if not careful, the devil will slip in, and that will try your faith. I've been singing in church a long time, and Brother Robert's going to understand what I'm getting ready to say. There have been times that I've got up to sing, and I mean every note was perfect. Couldn't have got no better. I mean, the guys in the sound system had to reverb everything just right, and I'm talking about sound angelic. And everybody sit there, they'll look at you like, is that all you got? And there have been other times you get up, and the ones in the sound booth can't get nothing right. And you sound like you a crow up there singing. Come on, preacher. Yes, sir. Come on, preacher. And you look out and people's crying and slobbering and running to the altar. Yes, sir. That goes to prove right there it ain't about you. And it ain't about me. And it ain't about how good you can sing. And so what we all do. And listen, I don't have a prideful bone in my body. I need to get that out of the way because, hey, I'm not going to let the devil tempt me with that and try me with that. So I'm going to get all that out of the way, and we're just going to praise God. Amen. Amen. Pride can try. How about sacrifices? Bible talks about in Genesis chapter 22, we know what that talking about, Abraham and Isaac. And the Bible talks about the first place where we have the word worship, amen. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said, now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering, and upon the mountains of which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood with a burnt offering and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Sometimes God's going to try your faith with sacrifices. Has the Lord ever come to you and said, I want you to give up this, or I want you to give up that, I want you to do this, or I want you to do that? And the thing about it is, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? I've said, there'll be things in our life that we lay down that's not sin. That we get out of the way just because we love God. And we lay them down not necessarily because God come to you and said, I want you to give me this. No, your things we ought to be laying down just so we can get closer to God. If we ain't careful, sometimes that can try our faith, amen. How about the flesh? Genesis chapter 39, the Bible says in verse 7, and it came to pass after these things that the master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wanteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath into my hand. Understand something. Sometimes the devil is going to put things in front of us. Sometimes the devil's going to do he's going to throw everything at you but the kitchen sink. I wish I could stand up here and tell you that every time he done that, Jackie, I passed with flying colors. That'd be a lie. They've been times that the devil threw stuff at me, and I stood like Preacher Billy sang that song, Days of Grace. Glory to God. Amen. There were days that I was strong, fought like a soldier all day long, but I thank God for days of grace, for there were days I didn't win. Let Satan pull me down again, but I thank God for days of grace. Amen. I'm telling you right now, you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again until the day I die. The hardest one that I have to deal with is that guy that looks at me in the mirror. The flesh will try your faith. And it ain't necessarily got to be the lust of the eyes. It can be the pride of life. It can be all kind of things. But all that feeds the flesh. And the problem is, a lot of times we feed the flesh by the things we do, by the things we listen to, by the things we watch on TV, by the places we go, by the friends we talk to. And if you continually feed the flesh, I'm telling you right now, the flesh will win. Trials of our faith. How about rebellious people? They try your faith. Numbers chapter 20. Bible says, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together to the rock, and he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given thee. How many times do we let people control us? How many times do we let people get us in trouble? I'll never forget, I've been with Preacher Herb Revis. I heard him preaching this. He talked about how the Bible says that Moses was the meekest man that ever lived. He said, can't you just see Moses out there? He's pastoring a church of about 1 million people, and they're griping and complaining. Moses, I'm talking about a man that talked with God face to face. I'm talking about a man that God come down, wrote out the Ten Commandments. Come off the mountain, his face had changed, the glory of God was all upon him. You can't get no closer to God than that, amen. And he let them people get him mad, and he struck that rock instead of speaking to that rock, and God would not let him go into the promised land. You see, the thing about it is, most of us, I get myself in trouble sometimes. I know how to read my wife. I walk in the house, I can tell when she's in a bad mood. That means shut up and don't say nothing. Some of y'all better amen me, or I'm going to go back there where y'all at. My wife knows how to read me. She can tell when I'm upset. I don't necessarily know how to read Brother Robert. I don't necessarily know how to read Brother Ralph. So we come into God's house, and we all put this front up. And that front stays up until somebody does something or says something, and then they get mad. So we got to be careful, folks. You've heard me say this before. Everybody that claims to be your friend ain't your friend. Everybody that claims to love you don't love you. We've got to be careful with people that are rebelling. When you've got somebody that's rebelling against authority, watch them. Watch them. I don't care what it is. I don't care how. When you got somebody that's rebelling against authority, watch them. And I'll leave it at that. Amen. Not false religion. The Bible talks about it in 1 Corinthians 18, and Elijah came unto the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 22, let them therefore give us two bullets, and let them choose one bullet for themselves, cut it in pieces, and lay it in the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Took guts for Elijah to stand up there against the false prophets, against all those, it was 800 if I'm not mistaken, if you go back and study it out, he stood against every last one of them. Prayed the fire down from heaven. Man, he was shouting it out. And in the next chapter, Jezebel shows up. A symbol of false religion. I mean, he just won the victory. Before church, had I seen something on the news or Facebook, I said, yeah. And it carries a King James Bible ain't what they supposed to be either. Everybody that's standing behind a pulpit ain't what they're supposed to be either. Everybody claiming to be a Christian ain't what they're supposed to be. So we got to be careful. Anything that goes against what this says, you better be careful. I don't care if they're wearing a three-piece suit. I don't care if they can sing the glory down. If it don't line up perfectly with this right here, it's false. It's false. Amen. Job chapter 1, the Bible talks about how Job had adversity in his life. And said unto Satan, behold, all is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Chapter 2, verse 6. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. Job was tested like nobody else was tested. Job had adversity. I went by today. Me and the preacher went by today and was speaking, talking to Sister Bonnie. And Sister Bonnie was talking about, she was kind of whispering because there was other people in the room. She said, this lady in my room is negative Nancy. I said, Miss Bonnie, is she as bad as Scoopy? She said, worse. I thought, oh, Lord. That's what she told me. Did she say, ain't that what she said, preacher? She said, worse. I thought, the lady had failed and broke her leg. And she said the lady was complaining. And she said, about her broke leg, Miss Bonnie looked at her and said, hey, I wish all I had to worry about was a broke leg. Adversity. I mean, when I think about people in our lifetime and right now, my mind goes to Miss Bonnie Miller when I think about how she's been tested. I mean, she's in that nursing home. Her mind is perfect. Went by and saw Preacher Deals. Been tested. He's 96 years old. He adversity. If you're not careful when stuff like that happens to you, it'll make you want to sit down and say, well, I think I'll just quit. I'll just quit going to church. Everything's coming against me. Everything's falling apart. I think I'll just quit. Can't quit. Sister Bonnie told me and the preacher that today. You can't quit. If you quit, what's going to happen. Our faith is going to be tried. Your faith is more precious than gold, so it's going to be tried. Glory to God, when you come through it, hey, it'll be tried and tested. Hey, and the one that's looking down on us, the one that's keeping score, is Jesus Christ. Now ain't the time to quit, amen. Now ain't the time to slow down. Now ain't the time to stop. Down and go at it. How about persecution? You know, we read about persecution in the Bible, but if you go over to the book of Jeremiah, the Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19, "And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 2, "Then pasture spoke Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in stocks, and that were high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord." Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 6, "Then took they Jeremiah, and cast him into the dungeon of Micaiah the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison, and they let down Jeremiah with cords, and in the dungeon there was no water but mire, and Jeremiah sunk in the mire, but he held on," glory to God. Hey, I'm telling you right now, we're all going to be persecuted. Every one of us are going to be persecuted. But Jeremiah didn't quit. Jeremiah held on. Chapter 33, verse 1 through 3 says this, "Moreover, the word of the Lord up in the court came unto the Jeremiah the second time while he was shut up in the court of the prison. Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed thee to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and which thou knowest not." All that other stuff had to happen so Jeremiah could get to that part right there where God said, "I'm getting ready to show you things that blow your mind." Amen. Persecution. You know, God's got somewhere for us to go. You might not like the journey, but I guarantee you the destination is going to be worth it. Amen. I might not like the journey. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you something. There's things that I don't like. I ain't got time to get into all that. But I'm telling you right now, I know where I'm going. Brother Robert sang about it. Hey, I understand. I'm saved. There's not a doubt in my mind. I'm saved. But sometimes I cry. Sometimes we have to go through stuff. Sometimes we just go suck it up. Say, "I'm going to be a Christian. Whether nobody else is a Christian, I'm going to do what's right. Whether nobody else does what's right, I'm going to stand in. Whether nobody else stands in." Sometimes the laws of our government can try your faith. Just because the law says it's all right don't mean it's all right. Think about Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just preached on that just a few weeks ago. The law said, "Bow down." They said, "No, we ain't doing that." Their faith was tested, and they came forth, amen. Satan will test you. How many of you feel like you've been fighting Satan this week? Amen. Sometimes, you know, the Bible talks about, in Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. Peter basically said, "Why has Satan entered into you?" He's a whole lot stronger than you are, amen. Faith tested. Why would God allow this? To find out if you're real. Think about that, to find out if you're real. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I look back and I see Mike and Victoria here tonight and they just joined the church Sunday night. I can't tell you how many times that we've had people come in, join the church on Sunday night and you never see them again. Amen. It's happened multiple times over the 25 years I've been here. They joined the church and you never see them again. I've said this before. In school, the reason they give you a test to see if you are qualified to move to the next grade. Same thing with God. God's trying to get us to graduate. God's trying to get us to move up. So God's going to continually test us until we get to where we need to go. 1 Peter, or 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take, I shall come forth. What is faith? That believing is that God is true to his word. See, the problem is a lot of times, I said it before, the problem is a lot of times, I know God answers prayers. I know God will answer Preacher Trevor's prayers. Ain't it that? But I just wonder sometimes, will he answer mine? I've seen God move, and I've seen God touch Brother Steve back there. But I wonder if he'll touch me. I was telling the preacher, and he was talking about this today, and your faith's going to be tested. Each and every one of us are going to be tested. Some way, shape, or form, every one of us, multiple times. I was telling the preacher today about an incident that happened several years ago when me and my wife was at Walmart one night, one afternoon, and we were standing there that when the paint center was kind of, well, they moved everything around now, but the paint center was sort of out there in the open. And I'll never forget, we were standing there talking to somebody, and that guy was shaking some paint in that shaker. And that thing came out of that shaker. And that can come flying, and I looked, and here come the paint. I could see it going through the air. Missed me, praise God. But it went right across Juwan's shirt. They was apologizing. They was having a fit and apologizing and talking about that. And I'm sitting there. I kind of snickered a little bit, you know. A little bit. Manager come over there. Oh, what can we do? I said, well, I just bought this shirt last week here. He said, you go get you another one, and don't you worry about it. And I got thinking about it. And I said this in church not long after that. I'm glad my wife instead of some other church members. Would have embarrassed themselves, embarrassed their church, embarrassed their preacher, and embarrassed their Savior. I wrote this down. Now this is kind of a real Christian to act like a real Christian. Think about that. It takes a real Christian to act like a real Christian. How has your faith been tested? How has your faith been measured? I told you. I'll be honest with you, there have been some times, Brother Gavin, there have been some times, man, I come through shining colors, praising the Lord, shouting it out, just glory, glory, glory. Sometimes I get on the altar and say, oh God, please forgive me, I've been stupid again. The trial of our faith, we're going to all be tried. From the youngest to the oldest, we're going to all be tried. Let me ask you this question. The last time your faith was tested, how did you do? I told you all about this a few weeks ago. Me and my wife was moving something, and something slammed on my little pinky finger. I didn't cuss. I didn't holler at her. But I sure did kick a barrel. One of them blue plastic barrels. I kicked that thing back far from me to Gavin and grabbed my finger and had a fit. When I got back to church, I don't remember who. Might have been when Preacher Jacob preached. It's like God spoke to me and said, you wouldn't act like that around Robert. So I said, I told Preacher Jacob Sunday, I said, you're going to have to start submitting your sermons so I can make sure you ain't going to preach on me every time you get up here? That's just real stuff. It's just real. We're not going to pass every test. I wish you could, but you're not. You're not going to come through everything with flying colors. I wish you could, but you're not. But your faith will be tested. And how are you doing? Brother Robert, come back and sing that first song again.